פרק גימל, משנה גימל, רב עשה. ובחנניה בן תרדיה אומר, שניים שהיו יושבין ואין ביניהם דברי תורה, הרי זה מושב לצם. That void makes this gathering, makes the companionship into one of those who scoff and scorn. Shenem of Moshev Leitzim Lo Yoshev. The Rambam explains, Vayosah Asher Moshev Leitzim Nikra Kol Moshev Shein Medabim Bo B'Maylas HaTorah. He misof haposuk. How does one know what it is that constitutes the Moshev Leitzim? So the Rambam says, no, continue. The sof haposuk is, ki im besoros Hashem cheftso. Ki ilu oma, kevin shehoya cheftso b'toros Hashem, lo yoshav b'motzav leitzim, lo yoshav b'motzav leitzim, asher ein b'toros Hashem. The antithesis of the Moshev Leitzim is a Moshev in which there's Torah, which will inevitably be the case when you have someone of whom it's true that Besoros Hashem Cheftzo. Let's perhaps we'll comment on this mission in conjunction with we'll just skip ahead to the next mission as well. Reb Shimon Omer, Shlosha she'ochlu al shulchan echad v'lo omru alav divrei Torah, ki'ilu ochlu mizivchei mesim. Shenem ha'kichol shulchanos mol'u ki tzoa b'li makom. The Rambam explains, Zivchei Mesim Nikreis Tekruvus Avodah Zarah Kemo Shekra HaKosov Kefi Shebe'an Beperek Shlishi Shal Avodah Zarah Ukra'a Gamken Yeshaya Ki Tzoa Lebizayon La. I think that the Mefarshim comment there in Yeshayahu that sometimes in Lashon HaKodesh you find two subjects in this case. You find a compound subject without the Vav HaChibur. So even though it doesn't say Ki Vitzoa, but Ki and Tzoa are two different things, right? Ki is the is vomit and the tzoa is excrement. Bekodem lefnei haposuk hazeh, kefi shehu korei avodah zarah atzma gilulim b'shikutzim. Bekodem lefnei haposuk hazeh, says the Rambam, posuk hamor al ha-his-askus ba-achilo ush-siyo va-azivas ha-torah v'talmuda. Again, the Rambam says here too, Chazal are assuming we're aware of the context, that what generates this result of kichol shulchanos mol uki tzoa is the preoccupation with achila and shesia, Va'azivas ha-Torah, which in the previous pasuk the Navi has described. Ulefichach, and consequently, niyu ha-shulchanos kulam ki'ilu en ochen aleim ele tinufim ve'lichluchim. Right, compound subject, right? We mentioned before, ki and so, a compound subject. Kloma ma'acholei ha'alilim. Vehu amr lifnei ha'pasuk hazeh, v'gam elu v'yayin shagu, u'bashecha to'u, kohen v'novi shagu, bashecha nivlu'u, min ha'yayin to'u, min ha'shecha shagu boroa, poku plililia, Plilia, Kichol Shulchanos v'chula. So in Mishnah Gimel, we find the thesis and antithesis of Taras Hashem and Moshav Leitzim. And here in Mishnah Dalet, the contrast in the Navi between hisaskus v'achilush siya, as opposed to hisaskus b'divrei Torah. Yitachein that these mishnayos, the same point can be sort of, should be associated on, in whichever direction. Should be associated with a couple of remarkable passages in the Rambam. The first one that comes to mind, and this specifically in conjunction with Mishnah Gimel, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, it's Perek Tes Zayin, Halacha Yud. The Rambam begins, well, this is not how the Halacha begins, but he begins the part that we're looking at. The Rambam begins, again, we're in Tes Zayin Yud, here in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, the beginning of Al Inyan Zehu Masya Batorah. Well, Inyan Zehu Masya Batorah Va'omer Hishama Benega Tzaras. Right, the Torah admonishes us to stay away from Lashon Hara conversation. In effect, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in that pasuk in Kiseitze. His bonenu reflect Mo Yiral Miriam Hanavia Shedibra Bachiha. She spoke against her brother. And sometimes the bays in conjunction with dibor means to speak against. Right? Ki dibarnu vahashem uvach. V'sikna shehi gedola mimenu b'shanim. She's his older sister. V'gidla osal berkeha. Miriam HaNeviah was responsible for raising Moshe Rabbeinu. V'sikna ba'atzma lahatzilu min hayom. And she endangered her own life to save Moshe Rabbeinu as an infant. And what's more, v'hilo divra b'gnuso. It wasn't Miriam's intent to disparage Moshe Rabbeinu. Elatos, she erred. Shehishvas osa l'shon aviyim. V'hu lo haya makbir al kol ha'ilah ha'dvarim. So mitzida, she, her kavanah was good. Her kavanas were sincere. Mitzi, though, he wasn't in the least bit offended. There was no, he had no grievance. V'hu lo haya lo haya makpin al kol eila advarim. Shenema v'ish Moshe onav ma'od. So just parenthetically, this is not why we're looking at this Rambam now, but parenthetically, is a tremendous chiddush here in the Rambam. It's a makom ha'or when you learn the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. You have to keep this ha'or in mind. If you take a look in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Deis, the Rambam defines Lashon Hara as follows: Zayin Beis. Yesh oven godel mizeh, v'hu bechla ad ma'od, meaning far worse than rechilus, but subsumed within the same love of loselich rachel ba'amecha, hu v'hu bechla lav zeh, v'hu lashon hara. V'hu, notice this phrase of Bosai, v'hu ha'mesape b'gnus chaveru, right? One who speaks disparagingly about a fellow Jew, afal pisha ama emes, even though it's true, even though it's true. So juxtapose these two lines, Rabbi Osai. The definition of lashon hara is hamesape b'gnos chavero. Miriam mitzibda, he lo dibba b'gnuso. What does it mean, he lo dibba b'gnuso? Yes, she did. She was being critical of Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer is no. L'dabe b'gnus means it reflects intent. It reflects context. It doesn't just mean whether factually what's presented is critical or complimentary. It means what's accomplished by hearing it. If what's accomplished is nothing, or nothing legitimate, so then that's disparaging speech, and that's considered mesapeh b'gnus chavero. If it seeks to accomplish something noble, Miriam thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu is acting inappropriately and is taking counsel with Aaron HaKohen as to what they can do about it, so then that's not gnus. Then the same fact doesn't constitute disparaging speech. According to the Rambam, Miriam did not speak Lashon Hara. Klar. Miriam did not speak Lashon Hara. So how is this? How is the Torah then invoke this as a lesson for L'Dorei Doros in terms of avoiding Lashon Hara? No, so the Kal Vachomer, part of the Kal Vachomer is not just look and see when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara. So all her incredible zechuyos didn't help her. The Kal Vachomer goes much further than that. Miriam only spoke what appeared to be lashon hara. What superficially seemed to be lashon hara, and afal pichein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makbid with her, right? He lo dibba b'gnuso. She wasn't looking to disparage Moshe Rabbeinu. Lashon hara means disparaging speech. It means when there's nothing positive which is prompting the negative content. When there's nothing positive which justifies the negative content, so then that's disparaging. When there's positive goal, which inevitably involves sharing negative information, that's not disparaging. And that was the case with Miriam. He lo dibba b'gnuso. Elatos, shehishva soso the shonavim. Kal vachom levne adam harisham hatipshim shemarbim ledam b'gdolos v'neflos. How much more so for Risham and Tipshim, who are speaking Lashon Hara? They don't have any noble goals in mind. And when they hear negative information, they are just being disparaging. person wants to direct his path in life the way it should be, so it's the appropriate thing, the necessary thing is lehisrachek miyeshivasam umidadav b'imayim. The person should not be part of such company. So that he won't be ensnared in this net of the Rishoim and their foolishness. Now here comes the part which is especially germane to us, Rabbi Yossi. V'zeu derech yeshivas ha-leitzim ha-Rishoim. Right? Leitzim. Right? We're learning in our mission about Moshe of Leitzim. So the Rambam says, this is the life path of Leitzim Hoshoim. Right? Leitzonus, as it were, inevitably results in rishus. Betchila marvin b'divei havai. So initially, when Leitzim talk, they're just talking about shtuyot. They're talking about nonsense. What they discuss is totally empty, totally devoid of any meaning or content. Shenema, it's a pasuk in Kohelis, for kol ksiel berov dvarim. If you hear a lot of chatter without any content, so then that's an indication that you're hearing the voice of a fool. Mitoch kach, from that context of emptiness, from that hollow meaningless existence, boyin l'sapi b'gnosat tzaddikim. So the way things deteriorate is that they then speak disparagingly against tzaddikim. What's the cause and effect here? What's the progression? Again, it begins, in quotation marks, innocently enough, but obviously not. It begins innocently enough, just stam dvarim b'talim, shoot the breeze. Begins with dvarim b'talim. But if all of life in one's experience, because that's the way one makes it, that's the way one casts and frames it, is devoid of anything meaningful, so a person inevitably becomes cynical. There's nothing to be respectful of if all a person focuses on in life is Divya Havai. If a person focuses on Divya Havai, so inevitably he becomes cynical. Then that cynicism will surface in areas where obviously the cynicism is uncalled for. Umitoch kach, the leitzonus, that cynicism, the cynicism of scoffing. Born the sabbe b'gnos tzaddikim, umitoch kach, and then Rachman Litzlan, it escalates further. Yilam hergel adabim and avim litain dofi b'defrayim. Cynicism doesn't remain compartmentalized. I'm not going to be a cynic about my next door neighbor to my right and not about my next door neighbor to my left. If I become cynical, I'm going to be cynical. And therefore, the cynicism will engulf not only tzaddikim, but give it some time. And Rachman Litzlan, it extends to Nevi'im as well. Hergel, it will become habitual, not just amol. Not just as an aberration, but it becomes something habitual. And to disparage the words of the Nevi'im. Kenyan Shanema Bayumal even Bamalachi Elokim Uvozim Dvov Musatim in Nevi'ev. And ultimately, this is so extraordinary. This began with Divrei Havai. This progression that the Rambam is describing began with tailgating on a Sunday. That's how the progression began. Umitoch kach boim ledabe be'elokim v'kofim be'ikah. Why? Because the natural, almost inexorable progression, it results in kfira because emuna is the antithesis of skepticism and cynicism. A person who's determined to be cynical and skeptical, that's just his mode of being, his mindset. So it's not going to be able to sustain the truth of emunah. So the antithesis of Torah, of emunah here, is the leitzonos. The driving force in what the Rambam depicts here for us is the leitzonos. Zeh derech yeshivas haleitzim harishayim. That's one association with our Mishnah, again, which contrasts the Moshe of Leitzim with a lack of substantive content, i.e. Divrei Torah, with Divrei Torah. The other passages in the Rambam, which also should be associated, mentioned in association with these Mishnayos. The famous Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam talks about Mitzvah Shofar. So the Rambam writes in Gimel Dalet here in Hilchos Tshuva, that Afal Bishitzkei Shofar v'Rosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKlasuf, a person never ultimately knows the reason for a mitzvah. The most we can say is we can interpret what this mitzvah helps us achieve, in which direction this mitzvah is pushing us, towards what end or goal this mitzvah is propelling us. Remez yeshbo, klomar, uru uru yeshenim shen aschem, v'hakitzu nedamim mitadam aschem, v'chipsu b'masechem, v'chizu b'tshuva, v'zichu barachem. Elu ha-shochichem esa emez behav le'azman, v'shogin koshnosim, excuse me, behevel v'rek asher lo yoleh v'lo yatzel. Habitu l'naf shal sechem, v'etivu darchechem al alechem. V'yazov kolechem nikem darko hova, machshav to ashalo tova. So b'kitzu, the kol shofar is a call to tshuva. Chipsu b'masechem, v'chizru b'tshuva. So the blast of the shofar is a call to tshuva. So to whom is that call addressed? So the answer is obvious, right? To whom does one address a call to tshuva? To people who are sinners, right? So chipsu b'maseh v'chizu b'tshuva v'zichu barachem elu. So the Rambam should now continue. Hachotim machmas, I don't know, tavosehem machmas yitzram hara. But that's not how the Rambam continues, right? I heard this from my father, Zichron Levocha. The Rambam continues, elu hashochichem eso emes Bahavle azman v'shogim. Shogim, they're immersed. They're wallowing in. Kol shnasam, the entire year since last Rosh Hashanah. Shogim kol shnasam behevel varik asher lo yoev lo yatzil. They're preoccupied with vanities and futilities, which again do nothing and yield nothing for the person. So this is amazing. So the Rambam defines, you hear this from us? Extraordinary. The Rambam defines and describes the call to tshuva as being addressed not to people who were the root cause of their station in life is preoccupation with chet. No, the root cause is their preoccupation with hevel varik. The late tzaras. The same thing as nechus tumas tzaras. Okay, it then spills over to darko hara. I mean, it inevitably progresses and unfolds that way. But it begins just with the vacuity. It begins with the emptiness. It begins with the nonsense. That's what fills all their time. That's their preoccupation. We're not talking about someone who's relaxing for 5 minutes. No, it's a preoccupation. It's a focus. So again, in Mishnah Dalet, we saw that the Rambam explains that the psukim in Yeshayo explain that there is his askos ba'achilus siya, and then memela there's azivas haTorah. Because the antithesis of Torah is not just chait. The antithesis of Torah is emptiness. Is emptiness. Okay, then memela, once Rachman Litzan, if a person becomes rooted in that, so there's going to be chait. There's going to be chait. He'll be able to check off a lot of the boxes of the al chaits. But the root cause is the emptiness. Is the involvement with the gashmias of Olam Hazeh as an end unto itself, as its own preoccupation, as its own focus without any accompanying transcendent or spiritual goal or purpose. You have it again in the Rambam in Perek Tesef, Hilchos Tshuva has the same idea. Perek Tesef, Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam explains the role of the consequences in Olam Hazeh as depicted in the Tochacha, given the fact that Schar Bahayal Malaka. So the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosan Lanu Torah Zo Eitz Chaim. V'chol Osa Kol HaKosuv Ba V'yodo Deo Gemura Zo Chavah L'Chayelam Haba. Skipping a line. V'hiftichonu B'Torah Shem Nasa Osa B'Simcha U'B'Tuvas Nefesh V'Nega V'Chochmasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees us, if we fulfill the Torah, if we immerse ourselves in Chochmas HaTorah, Sheyosim Mimenu Kol Adram Hamonin Osanu Mila Sosa. So he'll remove all impediments, Kigon Choli U'Milchama V'Rav Chayotzei Bohen. And on the contrary, V'yashpia Lanu Kol HaTovas HaMachaskem Es Yadenu La Sosa HaTorah. And on the contrary, he'll who grant us the support system needed to fulfill Torah. Kagon sova v'shalom v'vos chesed v'zav. Kidei shelo naso kol yamein v'dvarim sh'aguf tzorech lahen. But the converse is also true, Rachman Litzlan. V'chein hodi anu b'torah, again, so it's this point and counterpoint. The point is, if we fulfill Torah, we learn Torah, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us a support system and removes impediments. And now here comes the counterpoint to doing mitzvahs and learning Torah. The counterpoint to doing mitzvahs and learning Torah, again, this is extraordinary. So now should come v'nechta. No, v'nasot b'hav le'azman. And we preoccupy ourselves with nonsense. So then on the contrary, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the support system and reinstates, or not, doesn't reinstate, and puts into place the impediments. That's Pshat in our Mishnah, that a person should recognize what the consequences are, what momentum is generated by a lifestyle of Leitzonus. It's not just sort of that those times are not being utilized, But it becomes a very powerful negative force. Maybe just to finish here the Mishnah Gimel. Aber shnaim she yeshem ve'oskim b'Torah shchina iman shenema oz nidbu yirei Hashem ishoreh v'yakshav Hashem v'yishma u'minayin le'echot she yoshev v'dorish kilukim es ha'Torah shenema yeshev bodet v'yidom ki natal olav. Rambam. Uperish v'yidom min hadibur b'demama, min omro demama daka. Umizeh perish atagim v'yidom aron v'shabach aron. So we commented on this last week, and remember that the Rambam here teaches v'yidom not to be silent, but to speak quietly. Kinatal olav. So Yeshe Bodid Vayidom, the person is speaking quietly, meaning Vayidom sometimes means to be silent, but sometimes Vayidom, as in L'chod Dumiya Sehila, means silence is praise to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then Mimela, by extension, also means whenever a person is inaudible to others, we also describe it as Vayidom. A person can be inaudible to others because he's speaking very softly, or he can be inaudible to others because he's alone. A person can be speaking in a normal tone of voice. He can be learning in a tone of voice that's more mesugal to his remembering, Chazal say. And afal pichein, we would describe it as yidom because he's alone, right? Yeshev bodo, the person's alone, and memele v'yidom. And memele, when he's his speech of Divrei Torah will be described as Yidom, as speaking softly, again, in the sense that it doesn't depend upon decibel level, but it depends upon whether it's audible to anyone. And this idea that Vayidom doesn't only mean to be actually silent, but it just means not to be audible to others, you see from the fact that the Targum teaches Vayidom, not that Aaron was quiet, but no, Aaron was saying the Bracha of Dina Emes. Uve'oyaso al shehu kemisha nos alav eskal haTorah, min amo notal olav, ki ilu kol matan Torah olav bilvad. We got a little bit more Mishnah. Hey, Chananya ben Chachinai omer, haneo ba'layla, והמהלך בדרך יחידי, והמפנה ליבו לבעתו להרי זה מסחי בנפשו. What does the Rambam say? Omer, הנאור בלילה לבעתו לה, ומי שמזבודד בפני עצמו, גם כן לא לאיזו תכלס אלא לבעתו לה, וכן המפנה ליבו מדרכי העולם לא להשג המיתוס, אלא לבעתו לה. So first of all, just in terms of the simple pshat in the Mishnah, so the Rambam learns pshat that levatola is describing all three, right? It's not just attached as a modifier to hamafna libo, but it's all three. It's haneil balayla levatola, it's hamahalik v'derech yichidi levatola, and hamafna libo levatola. That's clearly how the Rambam understands our Mishnah. What is it that these three things have in common? A person stays up late at night. Well, a person makes a point of being alone, and in a context where that's not the natural thing to do. Ordinarily, a person is yotze l'derech, so it's prudent to be yotze l'derech with others. A person sort of turns his back on Olam Hazeh Dikya, routines that people have. So what's the common denominator here? So the common denominator is as follows. Each of these hanhogas is appropriate, even then, obviously, b'mido b'mishkal. But each of these hanhogas is appropriate dafka for the sake of avodas Hashem. Chazal tell us that night was created either for sleep or for learning. To be misbodeid baderech, and so call it drachim b'cheska sakana. The norm is a person's habit should be to travel in a group, not to try to be a lone traveler. Okay, even here, obviously, the question is when for avodas Hashem lav dafka. That's always appropriate for avodas Hashem. But if it's ever appropriate, it's only appropriate as a hanhaga when it's appropriate, which is not all the time. It's only appropriate as a hanhaga in Avodas Hashem. And the same thing with hamafna liba levatola. When a person tries to extricate himself to a degree, midarkei olam hazeh, so to a degree, that is appropriate. Again, B'midah b'mishkal, a person has to alter hitzah l'kavi, a person has to know, has to find to what degree. But to a degree that is appropriate, but dafka as a hanhog in avodas Hashem. Otherwise, it's wrong. To stay up till 2 in the morning with dvarim b'teilim, it's not just bittel, but it's wrong mitzad the hanhog of being neir b'alayla. To be mahalik b'derech yichidei, not for purpose of avodas Hashem, is inherently wrong. And it's that sort of distortion of these tzuras ha'avoda which is responsible for the Hareza Mischai Ben Afsho. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We'll next week, it's Hashem, we'll pick up in the middle of the Mishnah. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Everyone should have a good, productive day. Be well, be safe.